very high divorce rate seems to indicate that few of us have discovered the secret to a successful relationship. But according to a new study, the answer could be simpler than any of us have thought. We asked a few experts in the field to share their secrets.
And now, it's time for Marriage Beyond the Vows on Praise.
And a very good morning to you. Welcome to today's edition of Marriage Beyond the Vows here on Praise, your inspiration station. Well, we know you could have been anywhere on your radio dial, but we're certainly happy you decided to stop by here. Today, we're talking about the worst case scenario. What is the worst that can happen? Perhaps the worst has happened and you're trying to figure out how to deal with it. Well, today is a good day to get your questions answered. Here's the number to reach us, 855-454-5905. I'm Tiffany Bacon. I'm your co-host, and here's your host with the most, Mr. Marcos Mercado. Good morning, Marcos.
Good morning, Tiffany, and good morning to all our friends here in Philadelphia, in Charlotte, Detroit, or throughout the world if you're listening online. As always, we want to begin with a word of prayer. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father and God, thank you so much for your love, your mercy, your direction, God. I do pray, Father, that we are able to stand on solid ground, that you help our marriages to thrive and flourish and to be strong, Father. Be with us during the good times and the bad times. We know you are, God, but help us to see how you're working in our lives. We love you, God. We thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
You know, as always, we hope and pray that today's program will enrich, empower, and encourage you towards having a great relationship. And our theme scripture for the day comes from Matthew chapter 7. I'm just going to read a little part here. It's the little subtitle is The Wise and Foolish Builders. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man or woman who built his house on the rock. The rains came down, the streams rose, the winds blew and beat against that house. Yet it did not fall because it had its foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash. And we know Jesus is preaching, and he's preaching his Sermon on the Mount, and he decides to use this analogy about building a house on a solid foundation versus a shallow and sandy foundation. Mm-hmm. Marriage is the same, right? You can build your marriage on a solid foundation or you can build it on something shallow. And let me tell you, you can have a beautiful beach home. That doesn't mean it's built on rock. You can look, the marriage from the outside can look beautiful. I know many marriages that look perfect. The perfect family, the beautiful wife, the good looking husband, the great careers, everything else. And then it falls with a great crash. They get hit with infidelity. Mm. They get hit with financial struggles. They get hit with health issues. You know, when we get married, we make those vows, right? Mm-hmm. For better or for worse. Well, sometimes the worst case scenario does happen. We want to hear from you. And like Tiffany said, what's the worst that can happen or what has already happened that is even more than you imagined that it can be?
All right. And the number to call is 855-454-5905. Marcos, have you ever heard anything in counseling couples that really struck you and made you sit back and say, wow, I couldn't imagine anything being worse than this?
Wow. I mean, I've got to think about that one, right? I've sat down and counseled many, many couples. But yes, I think there are times where it has gotten really bad. You know, I've known couples who there's been infidelity. And then one case where this man had like multiple children from different women because of his infidelity. And the wife didn't even know. So later on, it just comes up like, oh, well, I have these other children that you didn't know about and how long it's been going on. And it's just really crazy. And then, you know, infidelity, but with someone that the wife knew or knows and had no idea that this was going on, a relative, you know, these kind of crazy scenarios. And especially when it's someone you love and trust, not just your spouse, but the other person.
Right.
It's just devastating for so many. But I tell you this much, you know, for some people, even those who've had major grief in their relationship, you know, the worst case scenario when a couple loses a child. I mean, that's one that it's really hard to swallow. There's not much you can say to them. But I tell you, whenever couples go through a major crisis, they're either going to get stronger mm-hmm. or they're going to fall apart. They don't stay the same.
Yeah.
Couples do not remain the same. So the Bible here doesn't say that, like, if the rains come or the storms come, it's when they come mm-hmm. because they will come. And so we have to prepare. We have to make sure that our marriages are built on a solid foundation and that nothing should be able to shake our foundation. Mm-hmm. You know, we can go through the good times, the hard times, but a lot of times, you know, we get married with this kind of fairy tale mindset where we say, oh, you know, everything's going to just work out. It's just going to be perfect. We don't expect the challenges to come our way. And some people just, they really fall apart. Some people have not bounced back. I've seen it where spouse leaves the house, they get divorced, that person remarries. And the one that felt like the victim is decades later, still can't get their lives together. They're still hoping that the other person returns, but that other person has moved on.
Yeah.
So again, we want to make sure you have a solid foundation. We want to hear from you. What is the worst that can happen or has happened in your relationship?
And the number is 855-454-5905.
Now, Tiffany, that has to be a little scary, right? When you're single and you hear about this, you're like, how do I avoid? You know, I'm sure you could ask you, like, how do you avoid? And I could just tell you there's a lot you can avoid and there's some things you cannot avoid. Mm. So let's talk about for a minute, what are those things that we can avoid and the ones that you cannot? So from your perspective, like, what are those, like, fearful, scary things that you think, okay, if I get married and this happens, this would be like the worst?
Well, I think number one would be kind of an experience I had just in dating, which is, you know, what if I didn't read the signs? What if I got this guy wrong? You know, what if I thought he was something and now we get married and I see a completely different personality and I realize I really can't deal with this. This is too much. Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. Yeah, like I'm concerned about that because I've had that experience in my dating life where I saw a completely different side of someone as we went on in the relationship and it was scary. It was like, yo, I need to get away from
now,
you.
Did you see signs at that time?
We were already into the relationship. So my concern is, you know, what if I date somebody and I don't see any of those signs, you know, and I'm doing everything that, you know, God says to do. And I really don't see it until I get married. And then once you live with somebody, you see different things. And it's like, whoa, it becomes a completely different beast now that we're in a home together.
All right. Well, let's do this. Let me use a few analogies that I love. Right. That makes sense to me. You know, you go shopping for a car, a used car, or you buy a home and it's
right.
You want to do the research. You know, the dealership can make that used car look really nice, right? But like we've all watched the commercial, show me the Carfax. I want to see what that car has been through. You know, the same thing with a home. You want to know, okay, you bring an inspector, you find out what's going on beneath the surface. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of times we want to be married so desperately and sometimes even quickly that we don't dig a little deeper. Mm-hmm. And what I mean by that is, you know, has this person proven themselves? Like, who knows them? Mm-hmm. You know, is he new in town? Mm-hmm. Okay, where's his family? Mm-hmm. Where was he before? You know, even in the Bible times, you know, it's amazing when you read in the days of the Bible and someone would move to another church, another congregation, Paul or someone else would send like a letter of recommendation with this person. They're like, look, this person is trustworthy.
Yeah.
You know, we kind of get away from that now, but in a lot of ways, you got to know, like, who knows these people?
Right.
You know, because someone can seem really charming and great. Like the Bible says, right? You know, beauty is fleeting and charm is deceptive. But a woman who fears the Lord, I think, is the same for the man. Someone who fears the Lord is to be praised.
Right.
So the signs to me is, number one, look beneath the surface, because on the outside, you might not see any signs.
Right.
All right, so we're going to talk more about that.
Yeah,
what are some of those?
I'd definitely like to hear a little bit more.
Because,
you know, there are certain things. The reason I bring it up, because there's certain things I know we don't talk about on this show, which I'm sure some people have had some experience with, but it's very scary to me if your husband or your wife has some sort of a deviant behavior that's very well kept beneath the surface and nobody knows about. Like if, say, they do horrible things to children or things like that,
yeah,
and
sure,
nobody knows.
Or, Someone on the down low or something. You know, you have no clue.
Or whatever it is, you know.
Sure, sure.
And there isn't anyone that can say, oh, I've seen this, because these are things that are well kept.
Okay.
Those are things.
All right, well, we're
going to
come back. We're going to talk about that. We'll answer Tiffany's question. We'll take your calls. Some of you are already starting to call in, so we definitely want to hear from you.
All right, so make sure you give us a call at 855-454-5905. But don't touch that dial. Marriage Beyond the Vows returns right after this.
Beyond the Vows.
Call 855-454-5905 and get in on the conversation. We're praise. And a very good morning to you. Welcome back to today's program. We are talking about what's the worst that can happen. What's the worst that has happened in your relationship? Do you need some advice on how to work through that thing? Or have you gotten through it and you have a testimony? Now's a great time to call. 855-454-5905. Let's talk to an anonymous caller in the Philadelphia area on line one. Caller, good morning. You're live on the air.
Hi, good morning.
Hi.
Good morning.
The worst thing that has happened in my marriage was the fact that I took in my grandson, and my husband was in agreement with it. Now that I'm in a situation where I've taken in my granddaughter that the state had taken from my mother, the sister of the brother, I have no contact with my husband since I've told him and explained this to him. How do I handle this?
Okay, number one, when you took in your grandchild, your grandson first, he was okay with it. Then the granddaughter, did you discuss this with your husband before you moved there in?
I didn't even get a chance to, because at that time he had already left. He had moved out of the home.
So he moved out because of the first grandchild?
No. For whatever reasons he moved out, the story he said he moved out was, I really don't quite understand it. He just said that he wasn't happy, things wasn't going well, and I was using him, so he said. It's a long story, but he moved
okay.
out.
Okay, and do you have no contact with him now?
Now that I've told him that I have custody of my granddaughter, I can call him. It goes straight to voicemail. We have no contact.
Okay. Okay. Well, it sounds like there are obviously bigger issues here. It's not just the grandchild,
right?
And it has to do with absolutely his communication. Like, if you have no clue of why, then either you haven't been listening to what he's saying, or he hasn't been clear about what his issues are that he would wish for you to change in the home. And so all you could do at this point is pray and hope that he calls back and you can have some communication. And at that time, I would encourage you to have some real honest conversation, but to even consider some counseling, because it sounds like there's something we could just assume at this time, right? I've seen situations where someone is very immature emotionally and they just expect their spouse to kind of read their minds and kind of know, like, you should know this, but they haven't been clear. And so if anything, you might even consider, if you have a way to get him, write a letter or something and say, listen, I just want to be clear. Let me know what's going on. What are you thinking? Because once you have clarity, you can at least address it. It sounds like you're clueless right now.
Yeah, I'm clueless about a lot of stuff in my relationship with him, because the communication is not there. On his part, he does not know how to communicate. He'd rather run.
Okay. How long have you been married?
Since 2006.
Okay, since 2006. Now, you've seen signs of this before. How have you dealt with it in the past?
The past, he's left before. This is the second time. And I've fought for it. I went after him. I visited him. We talked. We decided to reconcile. He came back home. We said we was going to get counseling, but every time we've gotten counseling, he starts and doesn't finish. You know, he runs from it, and
yes.
He doesn't communicate. It's just not honest communication.
Well, I tell people this all the time. I mean, it takes two to work on that marriage. Mm-hmm. And so unless he wants it, it's really sad because you do have your grandchildren involved. You want to be able to give them what they need. And it just sounds like you're going to have to really pray to help you know, for God to help your husband to mature with his emotions, because you can't just run away from issues. You can't run away from your marriage. And so hopefully he's listening to the show. I don't know if he does, but if he does, I want to encourage you. Go ahead and call your wife, my brother, and resolve your issues.
Okay.
All right. Well, we thank you so much for calling in. And if there's anything we can do, please call us back.
All right. Thanks so much. Have a good
day. All right.
All right,
thank you.
God bless.
Bye-bye. If you're just tuning in, this is Marriage Beyond the Vows on Praise Your Inspiration Station. Today, we want to know, what is the worst that has happened in your relationship? Do you need some advice on how to deal with it? Now's a great time to call 855-454-5905. Let's speak to Dee, who's calling in from Charlotte on line 3. Dee, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning. Thank you for the work you're doing. I just wanted to comment. I was listening this morning to the various, you know, situations, and I know that God is able to do all things. And I wanted to share that a lot of times in marriages, we get married too soon.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know the person. We don't know if he owed taxes to the IRS. We don't know if he's married to another person. And sometimes because we we're guilty, some females and men, but sometimes more or less females, we appear to be so needy to some men that they kind of psych us out where, oh, I just love you, and it's something that we've never had. We get all the attention, and they know exactly what to do to kind of draw you in. And we have to be very, very careful and seriously consider, you know, this is a future. It's not just, you know, getting with somebody and have the option of getting out, because some, unfortunately, some women don't make it out of these dire relationships. They get murdered or something happens, you know, something dreadful happens. So we really need to be careful about people that we meet and we just feel, oh, it's a preacher.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's
yeah.
An evangelist. It's a prophet. Oh my God. He loves me. And this man could have 10 children somewhere else. It's just, we have to stop being so gullible. And I'm serious. I'm not saying it like heartless. I'm saying it because I know that you have to be so careful in relationships. And You had mentioned earlier a scenario where a woman can get married to a man and a man could get involved with a close friend. And my close friend, she was married to a preacher, and he did the same thing, started talking to another person that was her close friend, and it devastated her. So we have to really be careful. You don't talk about your business, your marriage, to people. You know, you understand what I'm saying. I'm not.
No,
saying,
you got to be careful
that.
Who.
You don't tell your friend, oh yeah, you know, well, you know, Joe did such and such last night, and we went. You know, that's too much. You know, you have to be use discretion.
Exactly. And let me just say this, Dee. So are you married or single?
I'm very much married.
Okay, you're married now. How did you make sure? Because here's the thing. There's such a thing as going a little too far, right? For example, mm-hmm. you know, we all kind of laugh at the TV shows where the father's overprotective and he does a background check and the lie detector test and all that stuff. But I think you said something right at the beginning when you said people get married too soon, where you want to give it time. And I think that time is, it's our friend. You know, time
it
exposes
is.
A lot of things. It reveals a lot of things. You got to let God work. And we're too desperate. We're too wanting, you know, anxiety. The Bible says, do not be anxious for anything. And so I think that you're 100% right there, Dee, what you're saying. So what did you do to make sure that your husband was who he said he was?
Well, number one, we waited over at least a year before we were married, a little bit over a year. And I also told him to make sure that he paid all his bills.
Now, here's the thing. A little bit over a year, for some people, that could be very soon.
Okay. Well, a year, but I knew him prior. Well, when I say waited a year, I mean, at least I knew him at least 2 years.
Okay.
I wasn't intimate with him for 2 years, but I knew him for 2 years. And then when we really started talking, there was perimeters. I mean, there are boundaries. You really should not go beyond those boundaries, even when you're engaged.
Okay.
Some people, when they're engaged, they feel they're supposed to do what married folks do, and that's not true.
Yeah, no, 100%. You're preaching to the choir. We know that. And, you know, the other side of it I want to say is that there are those examples, but there are a lot of great men out there as well. We just want to make sure that because there are some who are living a life of sin or a double life, that doesn't mean that that's the case for everyone. So, Dee, we appreciate you calling and having the conversation with us today.
No, thank you so much. And there are men over integrity. I believe that. And women. So thank you so much for your program.
All right, Dee. You too. Be blessed, Dee.
Take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right. Bye-bye. Let's go to Karen, who's calling in from Michigan and calling in on line 5. Karen, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning.
Hi. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Great. So what's your comment or question?
I'm trying to understand, how do you get past the anger and move forward when someone has done you wrong, or what you perceive to be done wrong?
Okay. Well, let's get a little bit more specific here, Karen. Are you referring to a previous relationship or the relationship you're in now?
The relationship that I'm in now. And I felt like I did all of my research in what I thought he was. And I did see signs of it, but I went forward and we got married. And that we were going to start with a clean slate. And it seems like it's gotten worse.
Would you care to be more specific, Karen, please?
Well, I don't think that we started off on a sound ground. I found out that he was married. I found out that he was in debt. Once we got past all of that, and I felt like he had come clean and everything, that we were going to start on a clean slate. It seems that he has so much anger if I don't respond to him in a certain way. And it's gotten to the point where he's backing me in a corner, and it's gotten to the point where I feel like I'm going to be, I don't know if that's signs of something that's worse that's going to happen. So okay. I feel like I'm backing out emotionally, and he feels like I should be still trying to make it work.
Okay, well, a few things here, Karen. How long have you been married?
Just a few months.
Okay, so just a few months, and now you're starting to see these actions, but you did see some signs of something, and you just kind of moved on anyway and married your husband.
Yes.
Okay, so a few things here. Number one, you are married. I think you have been able to see that there are some things that you have to be cautious about, and you have to, be able to bring to light. I wish you would have kind of slow down a little bit, but you can't change what you've done in the past. There's a scripture I really want to read, not just for you, but for everyone who's listening as we're discussing this topic. It's from the book of Ecclesiastes. It says, "For God will bring every deed into judgment, including every hidden thing, whether it is good or evil." You know, in the New Testament, it simply says, God cannot be mocked. A man will reap what he sows, right? And so we know that ultimately the truth will come out. Now, it's how we handle it and what we do with it. Already, God is showing you some signs, and this man himself is showing you some of his hearts, his attitude, his, what's going on in his life. And I think the best way to deal with it personally, my advice to you would be get help, get other people involved right away. Don't sweep it under a rug. Don't say, okay, this is a one-time thing. Say, listen, we really got to talk about, where's this anger coming from? You need to get some help, because if you ignore it, it's not going to go away. Something's up. And, in his defense, he's not here. He's not on the phone. Right. So in his defense, maybe there are some things that he truly needs to deal with, and he might not be aware. But it sounds like he absolutely needs to deal with it. Whatever you do, don't just say, OK, it's fine. Forgive it, but don't forget it. And say, we got to deal with this. There's no way we're going to move on and build a relationship, build a family, go on, and not deal with these issues. Does that make sense?
Yes, definitely.
And I know you're in Michigan, and I'm sure, people you trust, your pastor, your minister, a great counselor, say, listen, we need to have some conversation here. We need to bring this to light. What's going on? And the person should be probing, should be asking the questions. He should be able to answer directly.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Well, Karen, thank you so much. Be blessed.
All right. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Just a quick reminder, we'd love to hear you on the phone. So give us a call with your comment or your question on our topic today. What is the worst case scenario in your relationship? What is the worst that can happen? 855-454-5905. Let's go to Reverend Matt calling in from Philadelphia. On line 1, Reverend Mac, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning, Reverend Mac.
I have a comment to thank God for your mockers and you guys. Man, it is a pleasure, it's a blessing to be in this relationship called marriage. Man, I don't have a complaint in marriage, and I don't have a perfect marriage, but what I have unity in the marriage relationship because what happened, the Lord is, we all is under construction at this time.
Mm-hmm.
And God is working. And I have to realize, we have to realize that God is not through with us yet. He's working on all of us in this marriage situation. A lot of folks looking for a perfect marriage, but there is no perfect marriage.
Absolutely. And you know what? I appreciate you using that analogy, being under construction, because when you go to a construction site, there's still, you know, kind of boundaries, right? You can't go in a certain area without a hard hat. You can't, you know, just do whatever you want. There are safety issues. And so when you're saying a marriage is under construction, that's not an excuse to do whatever you want. It just simply means you haven't figured everything out yet.
Right, absolutely. And, you know, and when you haven't figured it out, God is working it out.
That's true. That's great. Well, thank you so much for the encouragement.
Mm. All right. God bless you both.
All right, you too,
thank
Reverend
you so
May.
Much.
Thank you for
Take
your call.
Take care. Bye-bye. Again, the phone number to reach us is 855-454-5905. What is the worst that has happened in your relationship? Give us a call, 855-454-5905.
Now, Tiffany, we want to go back to answering your question.
Yes.
Before the initial break. Mm-hmm. We were talking about what's the worst thing that you could face or would hate to face, like your worst case scenario. And you mentioned, you know, what if you married someone and he just was incredibly good at covering up his hidden lifestyle, whether he, let's just say, worst case scenario, he's a pedophile.
Right.
And like you were saying before, like some of these men who are pedophiles, it's not that it can't be women, but most pedophiles are men.
Right.
What do you envision? Like, what is he like? Like, he's so charming. He's so,
well,
people love him. And
the thing about it is, I mean, if you think about, you know, sexual abuse against children, it is so common and not talked about that there are a lot of men who are perpetrating this, and they are everyday folks. It's not that they're so extra charming. They're just very regular, very normal. No one has a clue that this is what they are doing. So it's not that you are looking for particular signs of, oh, he's too much this or too much that. He could be a regular, everyday kind of guy, and there is no one out there in his circle, in church, in at his job, maybe not even his family, who has a clue that this is going on. So what do you do?
Okay. Well, a few things. Number one, a confession to make. You know, I've watched some of those episodes on Oprah, but also from personal experience, I've had to counsel some people, and I've had to deal with situations, whether it be at the church or even as I counsel couples, where there have been sometimes accusations and sometimes, you know,
actual,
you know, situations where people have had to actually, you know, go away and get arrested and do a lot of time because of it. Mm-hmm. And it's never a good thing. Even if it's just an accusation, it's difficult. However, what I say that there are signs, sometimes they're very hard to see because it's almost like you have to look like under a microscope in a sense. But I think that there are some things, for example, my wife and I are very protective of our children. Mm-hmm. I don't think we're overprotective. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I don't force my children. I feel like children have a great way of reading people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And there are just some people that, like, let's say my kids might not want to hug.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to force them. Like, oh, you better hug so-and-so, Uncle so-and-so, you better hug. It's like, look, it's okay. There's a reason they don't feel comfortable. That doesn't mean something's happened. But I tell you one thing is you don't want to just trust people blindly. I don't care who they are.
Yeah, they're
the preacher, the deacon, you know, whoever. You still protect the children. And so I think, how do you know? I mean, some things, you know, time exposes. God knows. I think a lot of prayer. But also you want to proceed with caution, meaning, if, for example, you're interested in some guy who just loves children a lot, but he's a single man and he has children over the house. I mean, that's just like, okay, does he really love children that much, or what's going on there? That, to me, that's already a little bit odd. Mm-hmm. I hate to think, like, be cynical, but we live in a real world with real temptations and real issues. And so I would say that would be a red flag.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, we've all heard, oh, he just loves children. He's just a nice guy. He loves to take the whole baseball team out for ice cream and then a sleepover at his house. Uh-uh, that ain't happening with my kid. Mm-hmm. You know, we'll go to the ice cream together, but you're not spending the night in some other man's house. Even relatives. I love my relatives, but we're really cautious of that. So, again, you just have to really pray to God and pray to, you know, test people's character. If you catch people in a lie, even if it seems small, it's like, all right, they lack integrity. Or could they truly be trusted because they're so honest?
Right. All right. Thank you for answering that. We would love to have your questions answered today. When you think about what is the worst that has happened in your relationship or what do you perceive as the worst that can happen, give us a call, 855-454-5905. Going back to the phones, we have an anonymous caller from Michigan on line 3. Caller, good morning. You're live on the air.
Yes, hi. How are you today?
Hi, good.
We're doing great. What is your comment or question for us today?
Well, I've been married now for 5 years, separated for a year and a half. I married the deacon of my church, and he's just not a provider. Early on in the relationship, he never provided for the family. He worked 40 hours as well as myself. I had children from a previous marriage, and we share one child together. Since the separation, he is not providing for her. We've been separated for a year, 6 months. He's given me less than $200 for her. I separated, got my own apartment, contemplating divorce. I can't take care of an able-bodied man who claims to be a godly man but just won't provide for his family.
But he does work.
He works.
So what do you mean he won't provide? Like he doesn't contribute anything?
He doesn't give me anything.
Why?
No money.
What's his excuse?
I don't know why. He tells me I'm able because I make 3 times as much as he does. And I say, but that's not biblical.
Okay. All right. Well, let's look at two things. Number one, let's look at the kind of like the practical, and then I want to take it and help you with the spiritual, okay? The practical part is, have you taken this man to court?
No, I have not.
Why not?
I'm really wrestling with some issues being a Christian, you know, and then he tells me the wrath of God is going to be upon me.
It's the opposite. It's the wrath of God is going to be applied to him. Look, I'm not saying you're suing the guy. You're taking him so he can be a responsible father. I think you're enabling him to be irresponsible.
This is really, really been hard on me because of my Christian walk. And I separated thinking that it would scare him into doing the right thing, and he's not. You know, when I separated from him, he moved in with his brother, and he didn't give his brother anything for 7 months. I think there's something hidden there that he was not share.
Sure.
But I just can't continue to go on like this.
Okay. All right. Well, like I said, the practical part, I believe, there's nothing in the Bible that says you can't take him to court, not because you're trying to sue him, but you try to resolve it. I just think just so that the system can say, listen, you need to pay this child support. I mean, that's just his given responsibility. And you know what? I think that might help. Sometimes people need to see the consequences of their sin.
Okay.
And you need the support. I mean, I know you're saying you make 3 times as much as he does, but that's not an excuse.
Too, because I'm paying all the bills and taking care of her.
No, he needs to provide. He needs to provide one way or the other. I believe he needs to provide. You can't feel like because you're a Christian, look, you've tried to resolve this. When the Bible talks about that in the book of Corinthians, it's Christians were not resolving things internally. They were just going out there suing one another. That's very different. You're taking this man to court. You try to resolve it. He refuses. He left the house. He's not living a Christian walk. It's totally fine. Take him to the court, and, you know, you're not going to take him for all he's worth, but whatever is his responsibility, including back payments, he needs to take care of. All right,
okay.
So that's the practical side. Now let's go to the spiritual, because this is what you're wrestling with. Now, biblically, can you really divorce your husband?
He says no.
Okay. Now, the Bible... this is what it says in 1 Corinthians 7. It says in 1 Corinthians 7, verse 13, if a woman has a husband who is not a believer and he is willing to live with her, she must not divorce him. For the unbelieving husband has been sanctified through his wife, and the unbelieving wife has been sanctified through her husband. Otherwise, your children will be unclean. But as it is, they are holy. But if the unbeliever leaves, let him do so. The brother or sister is not bound in such circumstances. Okay? So what happens? What is this saying?
He's saved.
Well, he's saved. He's not. Is he the Christian? I mean, people. Look, let me just say something. I don't get into doctrine a lot, but I don't personally believe once you're saved, you're always saved. I mean, are you living like a Christian? If he's not living like a Christian, and all right, let's say right before that, this is what he says. A wife must not separate from her husband, but if she does, this has nothing to do with being saved or not. But if she does, she must remain unmarried or be reconciled to her husband. So if you do divorce him, it's so that you will stay by yourself or reconcile with him. That has nothing to do with being saved or unsaved. That's what verse 10 says. So you have to ask yourself, and I tell people this all the time, especially if they're in an abusive or really challenging situation to live in. It's like God is not trapping you and saying you must remain in this marriage even if your husband beats you to death. This is what it's saying. You can decide to divorce him. You just can never remarry. And if you're willing to do that, then amen. Or reconcile to him. Maybe the divorce is what he needs to see that you're serious. But you understand what we're saying here? You can't divorce your husband to say, okay, I'm going to find myself another husband.
I do understand.
Okay.
And that's why this is so hard for me, because I don't think he's going to change. I really don't.
Well, you never know what God does. But the reality is you can focus on what you can do. And you honestly cannot live, if you know this in your heart, you cannot live with this situation. And what you said before, it's probably what's going on is something hidden. And what you said before about maybe there's more, I mean, from what you're sharing, okay, we're not able to assess the whole situation. We don't have your husband on the phone. But it sounds like some type of addiction, something serious is going on, because a guy who has a full-time job and can't provide at all and then moves in with his brother and can't pay him rent for 7 months, something else is up.
Mm-hmm.
So I think
he says it's not.
Yeah, but this is what you do. You focus on what you need to do for you, for your children. Like I said before, do the practical things. Make sure you don't enable him. And then just pray that God exposes it, because he does. God always exposes sin. It will come to surface.
Okay, I'll do that.
All right. Well, thank you so much for calling. And let us know. Give us an update.
I will. Thank you.
All right. Be blessed. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Right. Take care. Let's come back to Philadelphia and speak with Tamika on line one. Good morning. You're live on the air. Hello, Tamika.
Hello. Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes. Good morning. You're live on the air. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good, good. So what's your comment or question?
I found out that my husband cheated in my bedroom, and I'm contemplating divorce, but I know what the Bible says, so I'm just kind of torn. I just don't know what to do.
Okay. When you're saying you know what the Bible says, what does the Bible say?
Well, that you shouldn't divorce. You know, I'm putting it in my words, but you shouldn't divorce, and a woman that divorces cannot remarry. So a part of me know I should reconcile, but I just can't. I can't trust them. I don't know how to get past it.
So, real quick, I'm sorry. I need to interject 1 second. Are you on a speakerphone, ma'am?
No, I'm not.
Okay. If you could just speak a little closer to the receiver, that'd be great.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Okay.
Yes. So I'm just torn between what I should do.
Okay. Well, a few things. Number one, you're right. You can't, and we just, our previous caller who called anonymously, we shared 1 Corinthians 7 with her that if she divorces, she can't remarry. However, you know, that is not the case in every situation. If there's infidelity, then, I mean, it's not that God wants there to be divorce, but you can. He's broken that covenant of marriage. And did I hear you correctly? You said in your own bed, in your own bedroom?
Yeah.
And what did you catch him in the act?
I found pictures.
Wow.
Mm.
Wow. And so you confronted him?
Yes.
And obviously he could not deny it because the pictures were there. Yes. So what is he saying now?
He's sorry. He's apologetic. He wants to go to counseling. He's seeking God. He's willing to do whatever. He knows he messed up. But, you know, it's just like that was like the last straw. It was infidelities before, but that just took it over the top.
No, of course, of course. Well, I think that, I mean, that makes so much sense. I mean, to be honest with you, I think that there are some things you got to understand that you can live with and you can't. I mean, that's pretty bold and defiant. You're right. I mean, infidelity is, you know, having an affair, having sex outside of marriage is wrong, period. But to do that in your own bedroom, to take pictures, I mean, it just shows that he's just way out there. And so you're looking to move on from this relationship. I mean, you know, Matthew 5, Jesus makes it real clear about divorce. And he says, unless it's marital unfaithfulness. So I really don't know why you would feel bound to this marriage if you've decided, okay, you know, he's broken it. He's not committed. You're divorcing him on those grounds. I think it's very different.
Okay.
So, and, you know, you have to read that for yourself. There are many... You know, 1 Corinthians 7, the whole part there even talks about immorality and, you know, the reason for marriage or not marriage. But I think that, you know, the way I read it, you will be free to divorce in this case, not in every case. I'm not saying that, you know, we're promoting divorce. But
right.
If you know you can't trust him, you can't live with him, he's shown you over and over again his true colors. And this time you caught him in the act, in a sense, with pictures. I think you have your own choices to make. All right. Well, thank you so much for calling us.
Thank you.
Sorry that you're dealing with this, but no, God will see you through.
All right. Thank you so much.
Amen.
All right. Take care. Well, we're going to take a pause right now, but not before we remind you that we would love to have you be a part of today's program. All you have to do is give us a call at 855-454-5905. Tell us what is the worst that has happened in your marriage. And if you need some advice, you're trying to figure out how to deal with this thing, give us a call, 855-454-5905. We're also going to check in with our second favorite book, Facebook. You can go there and post your questions or comments at facebook.com, Marriage Beyond the Vows. Stay with us. We'll be right back with more conversation after this.